I do not hate dogs. I don't like my parents' dog.
It's the same way with people.
Who rules the roost.
Did you say your parental dog?
My parental dog. No, my listen, I don't know if there's anything I like better than the pictures with the dogs playing golf.
What?
Those two dachshunds.
The dachshunds, yes.
They do everything. They're like Bat Dog and Super Dog. They had them dressed
they played
up.
Hockey.
They had them dressed up like the superheroes, and then they had them playing hockey with the mouth shaved. That makes me laugh every time I see it. But now they're playing golf, and there are two dachshunds, and this guy's from Canada, and he does a lot of editing, obviously, but it's really funny. And I don't particularly care for dachshund as a breed. Mm-mm. But yeah.
I don't care for how they spell it.
D-A-C-H-S-U-N-D. Dachshund.
I don't like it.
It's like dachshund.
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 That's actually what some people call them, dachshunds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're bred that way so they can get down into badger holes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Specifically for badger holes. That is the one
reason.
Then why
aren't they called badger hounds? Isn't that what they called you in
high
school,
Jeff?
What
do I get if I look this up and then, and I'm exactly right?
Badgers are fierce.
Weasels? How about a weasel?
Oh, it'd be beaver hound. Never mind.
Well, you could just maybe. I think it's just very specific to say badger. How about just, you know, varmints in general?
Varmint.
Varmint.
I think we're talking about different things.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
The dachshund is a short-legged, long-bodied hound-type dog breed. The standard-sized dachshund developed to scent, chase, and flush out...
badgers.
I'm sorry, we didn't hear that.
Badgers and other burrow-dwelling animals.
Really?
While the miniature...
They're mean. I've never met a dachshund that's nice.
Yeah.
They always bite me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The miniatures
I've been fine.
Bred
been
to hunt smaller prey like rabbits...
So was there that big a problem with badgers?
Oh, we were up to our neck in that. Oh, my God. Thank God for the dachshunds. They were...
Where are badgers?
Yeah, I know. I've never seen one.
Well,
thank the dachshund.
You thank the dachshund for that. That's exactly right.
Really?
I mean, outside of being like the mascot for something, I've never seen a badger in real life.
When was that? Around the 19... Chick win?
1980? 1979, 1980, and they were lousy with badgers.
Couldn't step outside without
tripping over a badger, and then the dachshund was let loose, and then fortunately you were probably born after that. So.
Badgers.
Of course, this is in Kosovo. That was where the real problem was.
Kosovo.
Yeah. The badger's not sounding very good today.
Mm-mm.
Well, you had a big weekend.
Who, me?
Yeah.
It was all right. Yeah. It's a long drive.
Is it Henry Lee Summer Glory Days? Is that
Bruce Springsteen Glory Days.
I had a different
song. And it wasn't
you
days.
Did?
It was normal. It's actually like...
hours?
Like an afternoon. Yeah. Early evening, afternoon. It wasn't really any...
I thought you stayed overnight.
He did.
I did. Friday night I did. I got back here probably...
was your 40-year reunion...
About midnight?
The same place as your 35 reunion?
Red Brick Tavern, yeah. No, I think you went to the
30.
30, yeah.
A tavern?
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
We've been hanging out long enough for a 10-year gap in reunions?
Yeah.
Damn.
I know.
Jeff, you haven't even had your 5-year reunion, have you?
Haven't even had a reunion. No.
Oh, you would have had a 5.
We had a 5-year, and they're like, you can come to the homecoming football game. And they took a picture, and there were 6 people in the stands from the class of 2009.
And there's like, what, 1,500 in your class? Yeah. I mean, something nuts.
You don't go to the 5-year.
Right.
Those that put up, not put up, what do? They organize the reunion. They're very proud that we've done every 5 years, and I don't.
And they're
just because you do one doesn't mean it's good, right?
Well, it's like anything, I guess.
Yeah.
Just because they have them don't mean you should attend.
My 20 was really good, and they sent me, because this past year would have been my 25th, I got an invitation less than 4 weeks from it when it was,
mm-hmm.
and I'd already had vacation planned.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I heard it was not well attended.
Mm.
The 20 was good, though. I'm glad I got that one.
I could see like the 25th.
Should have
been.
Maybe
the 10th, 25th, 50th. I don't see, you know, other than, well, I'm in London 3 or 4 times a year anyway, so.
It was 35 I went to. I was not at 30.
Yes, you were.
Okay.
At the 35?
Yeah.
Not the 30?
I don't think so. Maybe you were at 35. Well, you could have been at 30. I mean,
I don't think I was at 30, though.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Mm-mm. It was still under the table.
Can we cut this part out?
It's okay.
Somebody play the music.
I'm smiling and I don't know what's going on. Okay.
There.
Somebody was talking about how nice Bruce Springsteen is and to just sit down and chat with. Who was that?
Yeah.
They were just on the show last week.
Yeah.
Did they interview with him?
Oh, Billy Gardell.
Billy Gardell. That's right. Billy said he was a great guy. Hi, it's the Chick McGee Show. That's Jason. That's Jess. That's Jeff. And, just got back from the 40th high school reunion. A lot of my classmates, they had a tree. They had this model tree that had all the pictures of the classmates that had passed away hanging from the tree.
Oh.
Yeah. And there was like, I'm going to say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe 8 or 9 people.
That's
there
not
were,
bad.
There were only a couple that really there were That's a couple really that good. I said, oh my gosh, I had no idea.
How big was the class?
100 and well, I graduated 81st.
Okay.
No. Yes, 81st. So there was 162 people in my graduating class,
and only 8. Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
That's not bad at all. I think we've had 8 people die in my
class.
Oh
yeah, I have too.
We've had a lot.
Yeah, and this was post. No tragedy during school. None.
No, we did. We always did.
Afterwards, yes, but yeah. And they just had their pictures with like candles at really? This table. It was really creepy.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's.
But I like the tree.
The tree idea? I remember thinking, oh, that looks like
it's
a
like
pussy,
a heaven
pussy
tree
willow
or something. Yeah, something.
A pussy willow or a weeping like, willow?
No, the branches with the little nubs on it, I think, is what it had.
Oh, okay.
Somebody fashioned a tree out of the branches
nice.
They had in their
Were
backyard.
Were any of your teachers there?
I got to hang out with Coach Connolly the Friday before.
Oh, okay. Was he a teacher or just a coach?
He was a teacher and football
a coach.
So he.
Okay.
American history, I think. You
they
know,
always teach American
some,
history.
Some cake course, you know, that they didn't really have to, especially him, because we had a pretty good football team. So, and he went on to coach at Middletown High School and coach Chris Carter and coach Pepper Johnson. And he's quite the football coach.
The coach who started the football program at New Pal is still a teacher there.
Ralph?
And he retired. No, he's the current. Coach Ralph is the current
What's
coach.
His last name? Or is Ralph his last name?
Ralph is his last name.
Okay.
Kyle Ralph.
He needs to be a college coach.
Don't say that until Max is through high school.
Oh, yeah, he's too
That's
good.
A long time.
He's really good.
He's really good. He is really good.
You better hope he really likes New Pal.
Mm-hmm. Well, his son plays. He coaches his son.
How old's his son?
Kindergarten, maybe.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They start him early.
He's 2 years younger than me.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, Coach Ralph is.
Gosh, whenever there's people like so big and strong like that, you think they're way older.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Huh.
Yeah.
He's 2 years younger than. How about
two
that?
2 years younger than me. Yeah. Marv Shepler. He is. He still teaches history. American
Marv.
History. Marv Shepler. Yep.
Coach Connolly coached football at Old Dominion University in Central Ohio, and he stopped doing that so he could coach with his son at a high school.
That's
outside
cool.
of Columbus, so they're coaching together. So he stopped by on Friday night.
Because he had a game Saturday.
Because he had a game Saturday night, and he could not attend the reunion. And he's been to a bunch. I think he was whatever one you ended up, that we can agree on that you attended, he was there for that one. And there was one that was at a fairgrounds. We were sitting around trying to figure out which ones was which.
Which one were you, where did you guys go Saturday? Where did you meet Saturday?
Red Brick Tavern.
The same
place.
We, yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That place has been there since 1837.
It's a
Tavern.
Very cool place.
Yeah, it's ancient. Wow. I think Paul Revere used to drink there.
Dillinger hit out there once.
That's what I heard. Yeah, yeah. Paul Revere.
And Clyde,
Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde. Paul Revere. John Dillinger.
There's a photo of them on the wall.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yep.
Yep. They'd all drink there.
This is going back, but do you think that tree only had 8 people just because it was a tree commemorating the people that have died to badgers over the years?
It was the badger tree.
Badger, and they're just so low.
The badger, until they found dogs.
I was just sitting. Yeah. I'm sorry. I
got it.
That
no, I got you. I got you. I'm right there with you. Yep.
So did you go to the homecoming game Friday?
No, there wasn't a home. No, well, that's the big. We had these big plans. We go, well, we'll go to a football game Friday night. I think the football game's home, isn't it? And everybody's like, yeah, okay. So then we find out the football game's at Grandview Heights, but turns out it's only like a half hour from London. So we all met in London and then drove over to Grandview and watched the football game.
Oh, wow.
Nice. London lost, for those of you wondering, 24-21.
Oh, ouch.
But we left 21-7 at halftime. So
so
we could go meet Coach. And
That's good.
Yeah.
Where did you guys meet Coach?
Did you guys Average Joe's? Did you guys know Average Joe's was a chain?
It's a chain?
I had no idea.
I don't know. Is there an Average Joe's here?
I think there wasn't there?
Yeah, in Broderville.
There was, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's still there. Or is it still there? Is it still there?
Still there.
Are you sure it's a chain or it's just some an guy average named
Joe?
Name?
Some guy named Joe using Average Joe.
A lot of Average Joe's out there.
A lot of Average Joe's.
Well, it is.
I remember where Average Joe's is now.
Average.
What's the one next to Average Joe's?
The Lone Sharks. Shark.
Yeah,
Shark.
Sharknado.
I remember I years ago was there.
What is it really called? Land Sharks.
Land Shark.
What would stop me from opening up a bar called Sharknado? Huh?
Nothing.
Chicknado.
You could have the servers dressed up and with like a shark fin on their back, stuff like that.
When you let a dog swim and you put the shark fin on the dog and the dog swimming, very always funny.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
No, it's
let alone think of that. That's very funny.
Is that on YouTube? They probably got it on YouTube.
I'm sure it's on YouTube.
I watched Mexican wrestling on YouTube the other day. It's pretty crazy.
With the masks?
Yeah. They're just jumping off of balconies and stuff. They're insane.
They came in the show last year. Tom was freaking out.
With the sharks?
Because they had the mask on. The Mexican wrestlers.
I feel like you guys just triggered a memory that I forgot on purpose.
Yeah.
Good.
Are you with me? No?
A Mexican wrestler?
Yeah.
There was no drama with it. It was just dumb.
Oh. I'm talking about my personal life.
No, it's fuzzy. I think I sort of know what you're talking about.
I think I sort of remember something, too. We might have to...
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio?
No, if I write it, it's going to have to wait for the break. So I can't write it down.
One of these guys that I went to...
Can't write it down?
No.
He desperately said, trying to change the subject. One of these guys I went to high school with plays drums with like a big band in... he lives in Covington, Kentucky, and he's quite the accomplished drummer, but he was also a helicopter pilot.
You hadn't seen him in a while?
For the Marines. I saw him probably about 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
He was part of your crew, your squad, back in the day?
There were only it was a very small squad. There were just the three of us.
Oh, okay.
That was pretty funny. David got in the car. We met at my hotel Friday afternoon, and he held out a bag, and I took the bag, and it had a raw egg in it and two packs of firecrackers. And the famous story of that is, I was driving. Billy was with us. David was in the back seat, and Billy always rides shotgun.
Billy.
And we got pulled over by the police, and we were throwing eggs. And David sat the eggs out on the ground. He didn't throw them far away from the car, and the cops found the eggs. Yeah, it wasn't very. Wait. As we would have said then, smooth move, X-Lax.
So what does this David do now?
He owns a sporting goods store.
Oh, sporting goods store. Okay, sporting goods store.
I worked there Saturday from, 10 to 1. Savings were crazy.
Were you there that long, really?
No. Huh? Oh. We were there. So I'm standing there talking to David, and David's mom comes in. Mm-hmm. And she
still works there, yeah.
She's 96, 97 years old.
And she still comes into work.
She comes in 11:30, goes home at 1. And I'm sitting there.
She covers lunch shift, yeah.
And I haven't seen her probably for...
5 years.
I'm going to say eight or nine years. No, 5 years. Were you there the last time I saw her? Okay. So anyway, I'm talking to David, and she comes in. Hi, how are you? Well, hi, Martha. How are you doing? We're talking, you know. We go upstairs and play ping pong. And then we come, not me and Martha.
You and Martha?
And David.
That would have been much better.
And then
eat that!
We go across the street. I won, yeah. No, we go across the street to Ronetti's, and David goes, okay, Mom, we're going to go over here, eat lunch. She goes, okay. And we start to walk out, and she goes, David? And then David has to go back, and we're walking across the street, and he runs up to catch me. He goes, Mom had no idea who you were. I go, what? He goes, who is that? And David goes, it's Chuck. And she goes, well, I'll be dog. Looks like his dad. And I go, well, that's what happens. And
yeah,
I thought that might have been him, but I didn't want to say anything.
So they run their, is it a family sporting goods store?
Mabe's
still?
Sporting goods mm-hmm. store, yeah. That they do the varsity jackets. They do all the stuff for the schools. Great. Yeah. They have a big printing machine in the back. They do all
So there's that. Been yeah. no, there's no close by Dick's or whatever?
No, there
Columbus,
is
Columbus, probably.
Yeah,
Columbus.
How far away is Columbus?
20-some miles away.
Oh, okay. So a good half hour yeah. plus. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool.
Well, there's a Walmart there in London, but they don't, you know. It is weird. You know how you go to like CVS anywhere, pretty mm-hmm. much looks like a CVS.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I went into the CVS in London and I walked in and there are London Red Raiders t-shirts like there are Lawrence North t-shirts or mm-hmm. Fisher's Tigers or whatever.
Right.
And it was weird seeing mm-hmm. everything CVS and then looking and seeing my high school t-shirts.
We have there's yeah. New Pal t-shirts the New Pal CVS, yeah. Mm.
That's very odd.
Same colors, right? Red and black.
Red and white. Red yeah, and the white, cheerleaders black. Were and the
Huh?
Primarily black. They've gone to a black
uniform. There yeah. you go.
Well, there could have been some black cheerleaders. That would be fine with me.
You just weren't clear.
Accidental racism. I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean.
Did
that.
You know that's a song?
Accidental racism.
Accidental racist. Look it up right now. It is a song by Brad Paisley. I'm not
is
joking.
Brad Paisley the one that's in the Nationwide commercial?
I don't know.
That plays on...
Isn't Brad Paisley in a John Mayer video? Don't they do Why Georgia Why or something like
oh,
that?
Oh, I didn't know
they
about that.
They did Crossroads together.
No, that's Keith Urban.
I think he's done multiple ones,
okay,
so.
All right.
Everybody wants
well,
to work
Keith Urban's
Mayer,
black, yeah. right?
No.
Oh.
He's Australian.
Oh, I thought it was the...
His name's Urban.
I'll just play the song here.
Is this it?
I don't know.
Brad Paisley?
Brad Paisley, yeah. Accidental Racist?
Yeah. This is it.
I'm not joking.
Sounds really
good. Have you heard it before?
It was too hard to listen to.
I'm playing the hell out of that guitar.
Yeah, it doesn't sound bad.
I never thought Brad Paisley was a rock star or country star. He just never had
the man that waited on me. The Starbucks down on me.
Uh-oh. Telling a story?
I'm telling you.
You understand.
I'll have a coffee. Black. Wait a minute. Hold it. T-shirt.
The only thing I meant to say is I'm a Skinnerd fan.
Okay, that's enough for me. I don't know. Oh, right.
I want to hear.
Get to the hook.
Yeah.
I just walked him right in the room. Just a proud rebel son with an old can of worms. Looking like I got a lot to learn.
This is Jesse's fault.
But from my point of view,
what does he rhyme with racist?
That's I don't know.
I'm just a white man coming
white man.
To you from the Southland.
Southland.
Trying to
understand.
It's like not to be. I'm proud of where I'm from, but not everything we've done.
Oh, jeez.
Like you and me can rewrite history. Our generation.
Get to the hook.
Yeah,
well, I think it's kind of dead.
Oh.
We're still picking up the pieces, walking on eggshells, fighting.
Does he say it?
Southern pride and southern bling.
Did he say Ooh. Southern pride and southern bling?
I think
blame.
So.
Oh, blame. Oh.
Bling, blame.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
Not
Please Ooh. Stop.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I wish I could take that back.
No, I'm glad I'm aware of it.
Yeah, it exists. Yeah, that's what that you was, need to know.
That was a ballsy
yeah.
that's a song pretty, to write.
It's a pretty song. Can you least, just,
there's
bit.
Pretty music, yeah.
yeah.
Can
yeah.
you just imagine Brad Paisley going, no, it's okay. I'm going to fix this, guys.
Yeah,
I got this. Sit back, white people.
Everybody playing the background instruments with their teeth gritted.
yeah, we know you're a white man from the Southland. Yeah, we got it.
That's a
Southern man don't need Neil Young round anyhow or something mm-hmm. like that.
He's yeah. married to the girl from Father of the Bride movies with Steve Martin,
mm-hmm.
that actress.
I don't know who that is.
She was also in According to Jim. She was the sister-in-law.
I think I've seen one Father of the Bride movie.
Oh,
That'd be Father of the Bride 1.
One.
I don't think it was the last big movie Steve Martin did.
No, he did Shop Girl, but that was based on a novel that he wrote.
Like I said.
Yeah, you mean like blockbusters?
Yeah, those were the last big movies.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Why did they call them blockbusters? Because they
bust up
the block.
The block.
Gosh, somebody, is that Joe? Did you see that? So, he tweeted.
Uh-huh, I did. That's just exactly what that made me think of.
He tweeted a picture of baking soda, and on the side of baking soda that he had, refrigerator?
Or in a cabinet.
It was in a cabinet to absorb odors, and on the side of it, it was printed, save $10 off your next rental at Blockbuster. And
How long it's been in there.
The caption was, I guess it's time to replace this box of baking soda.
Yeah, they filed for bankruptcy 6 years ago. Or they closed shop 6 or 8. I saw some.
And those buildings are still very obvious. You know what I mean?
Like,
there's a Noodle Co. Because
there's three.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's three.
Just like Taco Bell things in it.
You can never.
The size of Taco Bell. Yeah.
What's the funniest thing you've seen a Taco Bell turn into?
Ramen Ray is pretty funny.
No, but that's a restaurant.
That's true.
The one on Washington Street's a dentist.
Really?
Oh, no. That's good.
Yeah.
Can you get the smell out? Have you been in?
No, that's not my dentist.
I bet you can.
You think so?
I would think an insurance agent would have a Taco Bell somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I... Yeah.
They've made it look pretty okay.
Pretty okay.
Do you think they would play on the... slogan?
Walk in there and it goes...
Yeah.
That's the music.
Make a run for some insurance or something like that.
A Blockbuster is from the 1940s. A huge aerial bomb capable of destroying the whole block.
Thank you.
And now we use it for movies.
Okay. Why do we use it for movies?
I don't know.
It's a Blockbuster.
Well, yeah. Thanks for creating more questions, you jackass.
Hey.
Does Brad Paisley have a song called
Blockbuster? Is Jackass a thing now? Is that what's going on?
Every time he does something.
No.
Something.
I'm just trying to contribute to this podcast.
So back to the reunion. Are those?
I was trying to think if London has a Blockbuster or not. I don't think I saw them.
No, they're gone.
Oh, they should have.
Oh.
Or a video rental play.
Family Video?
Family Video is kind of the one.
Video Town.
Yeah, maybe.
Take me to
Video Town.
Video Town.
So your reunion, is it awkward? Are people awkward with you, much like the general public is sometimes?
No, it was okay.
Okay.
Largely, it was all right, yeah.
You always have somebody, I'm sure, and you always know who it's going to be. And
yeah, everybody thinks I know everybody famous, which is kind of funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. Well, what's Kristen Wiig like? Somebody asked me that.
No. Yeah. Aw. Did you pretend like you knew?
Yep. I said, well, she's just like you would expect. She's warm and wonderful and so funny.
And you made
But
the
I
day.
Said, that's Chris. Oh, didn't say anything.
What's Brad Paisley like?
What's Brad Paisley? Well, he's kind of a racist. Makes my ears hurt.
Jackass.
I'm out of it. I'm sorry.
What is in your coffee cup?
Coffee.
It's just coffee.
He likes his
coffee.
Well,
a microphone now.
I forgot the microphone was there. It's just like we're talking and having a conversation. I forgot
the mic was there.
Well, before you went to your reunion on Thursday night, we were at Max's football game, and somebody came into the stands and said, we need someone.
Here's what happened, because I know you think it looked like it was a willy-nilly decision on my part to go over and... It's seventh grade football, so I...
Very serious.
They needed people from the home team, which I identify as the home team, to run the down markers and the chain gang. So about 20 minutes before the game, you know me, I get there at 5:30 or 5 for a 5:30 game, whatever, half hour early. Coach Beretta came over and looked at me and goes, that down marker's yours if you want it. And I go, I don't know. So then, you know,
I didn't know that Will said that.
20,
it was
20 minutes
Will,
passed,
the coach?
20 minutes passed,
from
you know,
the East Hills.
From the East Hills, Will Beretta. So 20 minutes passed, and then some other guy that I didn't recognize come over. We need one more guy to run that down marker. And I go, I'll do it. And I didn't know at the time, if you run the first game, you have to run the second game. And I didn't know that.
Well, you get paid double, though, right?
I did get paid double of what I got for the first game. So
which is zero.
I was calling the referee stripes and stuff. It was kind of fun. But on the sideline, you get to hear the visiting team, everything that's going on in the coaching, and like, damn, who's 47? Damn, you know, stuff like the kids, yeah. and like, mm-hmm. that quarterback, he's pretty good, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It was kind of cool.
So you were on the visitor side.
I was on the visitor side, running the down marker.
Yeah, Max said after that game, there was a lot of helping up on both sides and just like patting butts and good play and da da da. And Max is like, they were good. He was like, but they were so much nicer than they were good. He was like, everybody. It was a cool game. And I was
right.
like, oh,
that's cool.
That's nice. Yeah.
So the second game, it got a little long, but
how long it's for are the kids. Games?
There's two games. The first game is, I want to say 10-minute quarters, 8-minute quarters. Does that sound right? And then I think
it's actually 7-minute quarters.
7-minute quarters, and then
they take eight. They take another 7 or 8 for halftime.
Yes, and then the second game, I want to say maybe the second game is like 6 minutes, but it's a running clock.
Oh, wow.
Does that sound right? Bad. Maybe. That's I don't know. Bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got home about, I don't know, 8:45 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Way late for Grandpa.
Yeah, it's tuck-in time. Plus, there was football on that night.
Yeah, I didn't watch that game.
Mm-hmm.
What's tonight's game?
Saints. Falcons Saints.
Yeah.
Huh. Yep.
Oh, Max is going to miss it. Max has a game tonight. Falcons are his team.
I bet Euchre.
Euchre's kicking.
No, he'll get home to be, because he'll be. It does kickoff's not till 8:30.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing that I was amazed by, because we were talking about this at the union, and my high school football coach was aware, knew about New Palestine, Indiana football, and obviously they've been state champs, you know, 2 years ago, and almost last year,
mm-hmm.
and he was very aware of the program, but Max plays football until. Well, I got to take him home that mm-hmm. night, so I dropped him off at like 8:15, and he goes, yeah, I've got homework yet. And he's got to do homework, and he has to take a shower, and he has to – I mean, I just don't
– That's why I think if you really put it in perspective – and Max actually is a morning person, so he'll do a little bit of homework before he goes to bed, but then he'll set his alarm for 5 a.m. and get up and do another hour's worth of homework just because he's more of a morning person.
Wow. Hmm.
And but yeah, so kid gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning and is going until 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Does what time does he get home from school?
He doesn't. He usually has practice. I mean, on game days.
So
game
it's
days.
Like a basic 17-hour day mm-hmm. for Max.
Yeah. It's crazy.
He's living it, man.
Yeah.
That's why he eats all that food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to get another refrigerator just for him?
That's what somebody else just said, that it's going to get crazy. Did you?
I think that was me.
Did you? Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember.
Remember when Jeff was on the show? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah, that jackass.
I don't know. I've never really been around teenage boys to know, you know, like my brother. I don't remember my brother being that way. I don't know. He was a chubby kid until he had. Then there was an accident.
Cried a lot.
Yeah.
Was he? What?
He was a chubby lineman until 7th or 8th grade, or maybe freshman year, somewhere around there. He was in a sledding accident, and they were pulling him behind a 4-wheeler, and it threw him. Like, there was slack in the rope, and he wasn't paying attention, and it took off, and it kind of then it flung him, and it basically put him over a rock like this, just like in half. And it severed his spleen.
Ugh.
Yeah, and he was in ICU, and yeah, it was bad. It was very, very bad.
I think it's my spleen.
It went to a med check, and the doctor was like, "Oh, probably just some, you know, some internal bleeding, or just not internal bleeding, bruising. Probably some a bruised abdomen or something like that." And then my brother turns around and just starts vomiting blood everywhere.
Oh, God.
They're like, "Yeah, you should probably go to the emergency room."
Yeah,
yeah. So
probably just a little internal bleeding. No one's ever died from that.
Oh,
yeah,
that
so.
Makes me hurt.
Yeah, it was bad.
That makes me hurt a lot.
That's awful. Ugh. So then he was in
the hospital for a long time and lost weight and kind of thing and never really gained it back.
Yeah, we had a guy like that in high school who just like got something happened and then he just lost a ton of weight and then he just stayed that way and he was like good look and everyone's like, oh, cool.
Yeah,
Max, parasite.
Max, yeah,
something
got a good parasite.
Yeah. Max has done that, and
tapeworm.
I still have pictures. Tapeworm. Like, I have a couple of pictures of Max, chubby Max, a couple of years ago, and he's like, "Stop, don't." He was like, "Just put a different picture in that frame. Like, I don't want to see it."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I have another one as a teenager, officially.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It was fine.
Yeah.
I just not.
If
I,
you're still.
I don't know why. Eh. I don't know why. I just not. And then I going through pictures for some dumb reason. I found her her sick when she turned.
Yeah, I can't
six,
imagine why you'd want to go through
her sixth birthday. And I looked at that. I'm like, oh.
What'd you guys do? Did you go to dinner or have dinner?
You know, actually, on her birthday, we went to the our homecoming game.
Oh yeah,
up in Noblesville. Okay. So and it's it's a junior high thing. They just run around.
Yeah, that's where we are.
You know, we ended up doing the same damn thing. We do it all. We were sitting in the stands for a while, and then Mrs. Hildebrand's son came by, and I talked to Drew for a little bit. But it was getting really, like, hot. I mean, it was like 90 degrees.
Oh, yeah, it was warm
Friday night.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So I went to the bathroom, and I came back.
How'd that go?
It was okay.
Okay.
And I came back, and everybody was standing, you know, not in the stands, but standing by the concession stand just yakking. So that's, you know. And I looked at everybody and goes, we have not changed a damn bit. Yeah. This is exactly what we did during the football games when we were a kid, like junior high.
Yeah. I bet they laugh at everything he says.
I bet so.
Oh, I was captivated. Everything was just hilarious. Yeah. You know what's not funny, though?
What's not funny?
Trying to buy a new car. That's not funny.
Paying too much for it.
That's sobering is what that is. That's where True Car comes in. That was so smooth.
That was smooth.
Pricing information is great and necessary, but there's more to car buying than just price. There's the actual buying experience, and to enjoy a better one, you have to go to a True Car Certified Dealer. How do you do that, Chick? Well, True Car Certified Dealers are there to help you find the car you want, and they are what makes True Car unique. Whether you're looking to buy a new or used car, you can get upfront pricing information that empowers you to find discounts off the list price. For used cars, you get a better buying experience through the True Car Certified Dealer Network. That's the TCDN.
Oh, yeah. I'm down with TCDN.
Just use the True Car website or the True Car app, and you can easily find the new or used car you want. With True Car Pricing Curve, you'll see what other people in your area paid for the same car you're looking for, and now you know what a fair price is, so you can feel confident. Then you can get a guaranteed savings certificate from a True Car certified dealer. True Car users save an average of $3,279 off the MSRP. How big a TV could you buy?
Oh,
for $3,279.
How many TVs?
Yeah, how many?
Yep.
Only one. With over 11,000
really big one.
True Car certified dealers nationwide, over 2 million cars have been sold to True Car users. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit truecar.com. That's all we're asking. Pay it a visit. See what happens. Or you can download the True Car app to enjoy a better car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. That's truecar.com. Tell them the Chick McGee Show sent you.
That's right.
Okay, we'll be back with part two. It's from Podcast One. It's the Chick McGee Show. This is new Foo Fighters, or the latest Foo Fighters.
Or 10 years ago.
My Hero? It sounds like My Hero.
Great drums here.
Are you sure this isn't from their latest album?
This is My Hero.
I thought My Hero was on the latest album.
No?
You know, this is Dave on drums, because that old guy couldn't make it.
No, his early album was like that.
Hi, welcome back to part two of the Chick McGee Show. I'm Chick McGee. That's Jason Hoffset. That's Jess Hooker eating a cookie. Uh-huh. That's Jeff Vibbert having a cup of coffee. Or is that a cup of vodka?
It's water.
A cup of water?
Yeah, a cup of water now.
Shots
in a coffee
were during
mug.
The break.
Yeah.
Chick, do you want me to tell you what year this song came out?
I thought My Hero was like so recent. I'm not kidding.
I'm going to go.
Can I guess?
Yeah, I'm going to guess too. You guess first, Jeff.
99? 2000?
2001.
Okay, Jeff's got 01.
I got 06.
1998.
Are you serious?
My Hero.
January. It was it was recorded in 97.
That's crazy.
It came out in 98.
Well, he thought of it probably in 95.
So technically. Wow. Yeah.
I couldn't be more wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, off the new one? I'm such a dumbass.
Hey, I thought Sally Field was in a Seinfeld, so...
What about...
I was way off.
Do you guys watch Carpool Karaoke?
Yeah, seen a few.
Did you see the one with the red?
Addie loves those.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah, where they got out and started wrestling in someone's front lawn.
Oh my gosh,
yeah,
it was good. So good.
Yeah,
and
that's fun.
And what's his name in the middle? The guy
Flea.
He doesn't when they're playing the music. He doesn't play. He doesn't sing the song with them. He does like the bass.
The bass
he's
line.
Like, bop, 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 bop. Yeah,
are like, all four of them.
All four of them are in the car. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, Frusciante's not in the band anymore, but his kind of a little protege of his is the guitarist
sitting behind
James. He didn't do much.
No, he was quiet.
But he kind of which is probably appropriate. He's like, I'm fourth fiddle.
Was it Chad Smith?
That sounds right. The drummer.
Mm-hmm. I want to say Chad Kroeger, but that's not right. No, that's the guy from
Chad Smith.
Nickelback.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Jason played hero because I am a hero. Look, I'm a normal person.
This is the most amazing story I've ever heard. Did you tell them?
No.
I wouldn't let him tell me.
Yeah.
He wanted to tell me, but
told you?
I got the text, and I almost drove home when I read the text.
I had to tell someone, yeah.
I couldn't
crazy.
Believe it.
So, I am a hero. Don't call me one, though. Like, I'm just...
Well, you are. You're a true American hero.
What yes. happened?
You saved a life. Maybe two.
Yes.
Dogs definitely. Are people.
People.
Oh.
So I went to dinner at Alibi's, our watering hole, with the Boo Thing and one of my old roommates. We met up there. And we're leaving. We get in my car, my brand new car, and we're driving down this windy road. And we go down the hill, and we're talking about, you know, stuff.
Right.
What we're going to do later that night.
How we're going to do it to each other, stuff like that.
Yeah, and I'm just like... Chick's house is a sacred place. We are not doing it in there.
Mm-hmm.
But we can do it in the car in the driveway.
Oh, my God.
And she's on board. That's why I got leather seats.
You're a lucky man.
And then we're so we go down the hill. And we're climbing up the hill. In front of me, I see this truck parked in the middle of the road. And I see a car in front of it. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm trying to go have sex in a car, and you're impeding my progress.
And there's a car in my way.
So we stop, and I'm just like, what's going on? And then I see on – my Boo Thing's on the passenger side, and she goes, oh, my God, oh, my God. And I see on the passenger side, I see a car flipped over up against a tree, like up against the side of the road in the tree area, and – I just go, oh, my God. So I get out. I go, I've got this.
Mm-hmm.
I get out, and I walk up, and it is the car is completely smashed. You can't see the passengers because the windows are just, like,
crunched.
Completely crunched. And it was me. First off, there is I'm walking up to the scene, and there's a 40-year-old woman just going, oh, my God! Yeah. Someone get help! Like, you're not helping the situation, lady.
Screaming.
Like, every accident has one of those people that just doesn't help. They just scream.
Mm-hmm.
There was a girl who looked like she came from the house across the way. Because there's, like, an entrance to a subdivision.
Okay.
And she was standing in their front yard on the phone, and she was just, like, screaming to the 911 operator.
Yeah. Whoa.
And then there's another girl crying, and there's the dude who was with the 40-year-old woman had, like, cerebral palsy, and he couldn't really help. And then there's a security guard that was in the truck, and he's trying to get the door open. So we're trying to get this door open, and there's a 4-year-old girl just screaming in the back.
Oh my God.
And it's
Jeff.
So we're trying to get the door open.
You just do whatever, yeah.
Right, yeah. And then we get it open, and 30 cop cars just come flying up this hill, fire trucks, ambulances, and we couldn't hear, like, I can't tell you what anyone's face looked like. I can tell you everything they're wearing. I can tell you what kind of car it was.
Yeah.
And we couldn't hear the people in the passenger seat, and we couldn't see them. You could just hear this girl in the back. So we open it, and then the cops kind of rush to the scene.
Now they want you to get the hell out.
Yeah, and we're just like, is there anything you can do? And like, no.
Yeah.
So, so then I just walk, like...
You just walk
away. They're taking... Yeah, they're like asking for... statements from the girl who was screaming and I just I'm standing there and I go okay, and I just walk back to my car, and Kayla's like, what happened? And I go, I don't know, they didn't need me anymore, so I just we just got out and drove back to Chick's and let the dogs out.
And you don't know what happened?
No idea what happened. And I drove past that place letting the dogs out maybe six times this weekend. And
somebody could have been dead there.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know. But
did you check like online? Or
we
anything?
Checked online and we looked, and there's no reports of like an accident with a fatality. So
no, that's good.
I assume no one died. But
crazy.
My only explanation is either an animal went across the road
because
it's kind of a wooded, or there's like a subdivision there, like I said, and the lady that was screaming kind of pulled out and this car swerved to avoid him because it's not really a tight turn. It's very wide because of that neighborhood entrance. I just couldn't.
What time of night was this?
It was completely dark. It would have been,
which is even more scary kind of.
Yeah. It would have been about, 9 o'clock maybe coming home from dinner.
Sure.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But you can see at that spot at the top of the hill where there's like a post, like a caution warning turn sign that's like down and,
on this side of the road, heading towards the station?
It'd be, it'd be on your left heading towards the station.
Oh, it could be on the left heading. Okay.
But we were going up towards
here.
Yeah.
You were coming towards here. Gotcha.
Right, yeah.
Gotcha.
So, and then whenever I left, I was like, I'm a hero. Okay, bye. See you guys.
He is the greatest American hero.
Is that what the song is?
I was like, Chick's brain is going to figure this out.
It's Joey Scarberry.
It's an 80s TV show.
So you got the door off and then the police came.
Yeah, it was just jammed. It's not like we were like pulling people out. No.
This was about,
you know this song,
World, the Greatest American Hero.
I'm walking on air.
See, how do you know this song? I have no. Yeah,
I think if I'd have heard it, I'd have been like, "Oh yeah, this is the song from Bosom Buddies."
William Cat,
but it's not. I know.
Same network. I think we're both ABC shows.
William Cat, the good guy from Carrie.
Okay.
The blonde curly haired guy.
Sure.
Was the greatest American hero. I think he finds a suit or something and turns him into a superhero.
Yeah, it was a show back in the 80s called The Greatest American Hero.
And originally, his name was Ralph Hinckley of the show. But then John Hinckley tried to shoot the president,
right.
So they just called him Ralph for a long time, and they didn't have a last name. And I forget what they went with after Hinckley, but they changed his name. But Robert Culp was in it, and I think Connie Sellecca was the female, was the lady in it.
I'm
and,
so proud I found that.
The car baron.
Like, oh, the car baron, the Sellecca. She was the heir to the Toyota Sellecca fortune. And I watched it a couple times. I'm a sucker for the superhero movie.
Let me see.
I'll tell you. Yeah, there he is.
It was a pretty. It wasn't that good of a show, was it?
I mean, vaguely
it's not
going
to hold up. If you go back and watch that.
Oh, you just wait. They'll make it again.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying the original.
Well, that one network has The Flash and Supergirl and.
This dude would never get a job being an American hero.
No.
He was great in a movie called Butch and Sundance, the early years. He played Paul Newman. He played Butch.
That's amazing,
really?
Isn't he?
And Tom Berenger played Sundance. It was a pretty good movie.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was. They made it after Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. They made that after. It was a prequel that they made after, but that didn't really.
Do you like it when they do that?
It's okay. I like that movie. I don't know why I watched it in the first place, but it turned out to be pretty good.
It was a movie?
Not the Greatest American Hero. The other movie.
Gotcha.
He was
gotcha.
In another movie.
Did the Great American Hero have a rival or a villain that he had to fight?
I don't remember all that.
Yeah.
No,
Great American Hero.
The
Great American.
He kneels for the national anthem.
Anti-hero.
Where are we on that?
Oh, I don't.
We're
talk.
Thanks for bringing it up.
No, sorry.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm whatever they want to do, you know? I mean, I don't know who it's hurting, you know? I mean, I understand, you know, there are veterans and people that died for the country, but I think the veterans would be the first to say,
that's why we did this.
That's why we did all this. You guys
for
can
freedom.
Do whatever you...
Yeah.
I don't agree with what you say, but I will defend your right to say it.
Yeah, by kneeling doesn't mean that they are shitting on
the
veterans.
Right.
I mean, that's not what they're doing.
That would be if they brought a toilet out.
Sure.
Sat on the toilet while the anthem was being played.
And burnt the flag or something.
That would be a little bit more...
Mm-hmm.
But why is it isolated to the veterans? We're all American,
right?
Right. I mean,
well, they fought for.
I know,
our
but it's
party.
But why? But that's what I'm saying is why is it that they get to take it personally and no one else?
Oh, sure,
does?
Sure, yeah.
I think it's just. I think. In my opinion, I think it's like when someone is insulted by language or something is objectionable or obscene or pornographic or something like that. As an adult, it doesn't make as big an impact as you. I'm insulted by that. You always have to drag your kid into it. Go, what if my child saw that? You know, and I think that's kind of what they're doing with the veteran. Well, what about the veterans? You know?
Oh, like that's your just go-to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a time where everyone is paying attention. I mean, it's not like this is a new thing. What was it? The Olympics? The two guys that...
68. Yeah, John Carlos, Tommy Smith.
What'd they do?
They raised their fist during the playing of the national anthem. Mm-hmm. 1968. And one of them, John Carlos had a right, they only had one pair of gloves. John Carlos raised his right hand, Tommy Smith raised his left hand because they didn't have, they wanted to, the black glove was Black Panther symbol,
Black Power.
Black Power or something. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's nothing new. I don't know.
Couldn't find another pair of gloves.
Mm. Were people as offended back then as they were?
I remember it being kind of a, well, I was only...
Well, that's the thing too, is that I think people.
I don't know if people.
Yeah, I don't know if people forget, but we've been experiencing this for a very long time. Mm-hmm. This isn't new.
Do you think it's social media that's driving all this?
Oh, because it's more.
It just makes it amplifies just,
it. Yeah, because you can see it immediately. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's probably true. I don't know.
So I'm a hero. Let's just.
We did.
What's the odd thing is that Kaepernick is the one. Who's kind of, you know, started bearing the torch.
Took the heat,
He's not starting.
Right.
He's literally become kind of an insignificant player. And even before that, he was kind of looked at as, you know, there was always that Russell Wilson, Colin Kaepernick. Here's Russell at the elementary schools. Here's Russell doing this. And then you show Kaepernick and he's got tats and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then now he's not starting, but is he on the cover of SI?
Time.
Not SI.
Mm-hmm. Time.
Kneeling.
Wow.
So you have to be blind to sit back and go, there's not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Especially just the last week with Charlotte and the Tulsa thing.
Right.
It's a lot of tough video to watch if you can actually get through it.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. What do you tell your kids?
Yeah.
What do you say?
What do you tell your kids?
What do you tell your kids? What do I tell my white son that lives in basically, I mean, we're talking 99.9% white mm-hmm. community.
Mm-hmm.
And what and I mean, there is a African American boy on his mm-hmm. football team. That's it. One. And what do I tell him? What, like, when you go out, you are at the advantage.
Mm-hmm.
When you go out with your friends, you were born with an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what I say?
That's a tough one. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't know.
Congratulations.
I don't know when the content of someone's character instead of the color of their skin will be the determining factor on if they're a good person or a bad person.
Mm-hmm. You
know? Yeah.
So that's a tough one. I didn't think it would be an issue at this point in time, but obviously it is. There are those that, you know, have a natural, wait a minute. Well, you know, that's what, when I went back to the high school reunion, I mean, there was...
But you went to your high school 50, was 50-50 black 50. White.
Okay. Yeah. And I don't know why, but that's who I gravitated to. That's who my friends were. That other than a couple of exceptions, I mean, I, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I was talking to Mike, one of my closer friends happens to be a black guy, and we were just, because he teaches now at what you would call an inner city school, but it's as inner city as Columbus, Ohio gets. I mean,
okay.
But they had their own issue. They've had their issues in Columbus, Ohio, certainly. And he bluntly said, you know, when we were kids, you know, they would go out back and settle it. Now they want to shoot each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess that's,
mm-hmm.
you know, everything has jumped up five or six notches for whatever reason. I don't know. It's just all, you know, intense and ugly and awful. And
well, if you feel like it's not going to get better, does that how it gets to that extreme? That there's no other, there's no chance that this is going to get better. So let's just kill each other.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, how does it get this bad?
You know what? We all know, you know, I mean, I know police officers. I know state troopers. I know people in, you know, and they're just like any segment of society. There are great cops and there are bad cops and there are dirty cops and there are shitty cops and there are racist cops and there are.
You can say that about, like you just said, yeah. You can say that about teachers. You can say that about politicians.
You can say that about any segment of society.
Engineers. Other,
but, I mean, I mean, how do they become policemen if they have that attitude? I don't have the answer to that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know? So, I don't know what to do other than have a shot of vodka.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, Jeff's engaged. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, it's hard because it does get uncomfortable and there's no answer. And
is it uncomfortable because we're white and we don't think that we get to have an opinion?
I mean, there are bad people, you know, and there are nice people and there are good people and there are naive people and there are angry people. And it gets back to that conversation that you and I have had so many times. It just, why can't people just be nice?
Yeah.
And I know for Jason, the easiest thing is to be nice and pleasant and cordial. Mm-hmm. To your fellow citizens, but
well, it's one thing to be nice, but I think that there's, it's not just about being nice because you can fake being nice. You can, I mean, and people usually know, but I think it's more about compassion and it's more about empathy than being nice necessarily. Like understanding, we didn't come from the same place, we weren't raised the same way. We'd, you know, obviously, completely different in some situations. Just be considerate of it, I guess.
Well, you know, and I hear you saying that, but then I think there are people who take advantage of that attitude. If you're overly compassionate or you're overly giving.
Oh, absolutely.
Or if you're, I mean, it's just
yeah.
The whole damn thing eats itself. I mean,
yeah.
There's no, oh, well, if we do this, we'll do this, and then everything will be fine.
But
unfortunately,
how often,
there's no answer.
How often in your life have you wanted to, not necessarily physically attack someone, but we'll say that physically attack someone, verbally attack someone, tell them everything you dislike about them and be rude and nasty and angry. How many times have you wanted to do that?
You mean today?
Well, I'm just saying, how many times have you wanted to do that? You followed through on it and you felt better afterwards.
Well, I'm the oldest one here.
Okay.
By a lot of years.
Okay.
And I would say that I've wanted to do that 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I may have done that 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I've regretted it each and every time. Mm-hmm. I've done
right.
It. And, you know, road rage or whatever right. You want to call it, you know, you're in the moment and for the last time, this one last guy has cut you off or this one person. Mm-hmm. At a convenience store side when they had to get you change or whatever. And you unload on them, and you never feel good afterwards. Mm-hmm. Other than you're in the moment, and you know, you get shot or whatever.
Yeah,
or get your ass beat.
Mm-hmm. Addie said in the car the other day, she goes, "Mom, you mostly like everybody unless they're driving in front of us." And I was like, "Well, that's
yeah, everyone in front of me is in my way.
That's it. Yeah, yeah.
That's not true either.
Huh?
You don't like those tailgaters."
I don't, but that is, I mean, that's silly, but I guess that's where.
Here's one of the most accurate impersonations I do.
Oh.
I'm on the phone with Jess. She's in traffic. There's someone following her too closely. Get off my ass!
Is that how it is?
Okay, I'm done.
Is that common? Because I feel like I don't have tailgaters.
But
very
which
often.
Is which is healthier? Screaming, get off my ass.
Sure.
To no one. Stopping the car, getting out, looking at him, roll
do
down
that,
the window, yeah. Get off my ass, punching him. I mean,
Here's my arrogant way of dealing with it, and I admit this is completely arrogance on my part. I'll just say, man, they must have a shitty life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's something going on with them, I feel bad for them and their sorry-ass life that they have to act this way.
Okay, I don't do that.
I didn't say you did. I said I do.
I know you do, but I was thinking.
And that's how I get through it and not go get out of the car and knock on the window.
Right. I do it when people tailgate me. And so I get it to the point now where I'll just pull over and let you go around. And I think, what if someone's dying? What if they have somewhere that they have to be and something terrible's happening? Like, I probably give people the benefit of the doubt to a fault, but just in fear that, like, okay. And if they're not, I just, whatever it is, must be very, very important.
See, that's not good if that's the case, because whenever someone's tailgating me, I slow down like 20 miles an hour. And I go, okay, you want to ride my ass? Let's go. Yeah, let's go, motherfucker.
I will do that.
Let's do
I'll let off. Well, I haven't had any issues like that, and I drive a lot.
I don't drive slow enough for anybody to tailgate me.
You can't catch her. You can't catch me.
You should see my Aunt Karen when she rides in the car with me. She's like, good God, bless us. You drive just like your Aunt Susie. Oh, my. And everything. She's like, I'm just going to close my eyes. I just don't want to see what's going to happen. I'm just going to close my eyes. I'm awake. I hear you. You can keep talking, but I'm just going to close my eyes while you drive.
Mm.
She just gets so upset.
Bless us.
Bless us.
Bless us. Bless us everywhere.
Bless our hearts.
Yes.
You know, unfortunately, I think it's going to take some unbelievable incident like Jeff dropping his headphones off onto the floor. How did they fall off?
I was itching my ear.
I've done it.
I'm sorry. So, Chick, you're saying something?
I mean, I know it seems
massive and catastrophic.
Yeah, I know it seems like we're in bad times right now, but unfortunately, I think it's going to
get way worse.
We were talking about it off the air a couple days ago in the studio, and they called out.
Sure, it was very insightful.
They called out the National Guard in Charlotte, and it's like, oh, shit, you know? And I'm old enough to remember when they called out the National Guard in Kent, Ohio, and four kids got killed. So,
yeah, what do you...
And obviously we're here again. So I don't know, man.
So what progress has been made since then?
Oh, well, we have a black president, I guess. I mean, that's definitely... I say what I feel about President Obama, and then I get really shitty tweets. So
you don't have to say anything. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about him as a president. But I'm saying the fact that we have a black president and this is still going on has done nothing.
Sure.
That's what's frustrating. If you're interested in knowing how little power the president has, here you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, most people. I don't know how Brad Paisley puts out a song like we played, and nobody tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Brad, great tune. Don't get me wrong. Lyrics need a little work. Can we meet later and change the entire theme of this song? Is that okay?"
It's the same. I mean, obviously, he surrounded himself with people that won't tell him no.
Exactly right. Exactly right. That's a great song, Mr. Paisley.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chick, when you were in high school and you said it was 50-50. What was there any tension at all racially?
No.
Was there a mutual respect like there should be?
Yes, and because we were all on a football team together, and we were on a successful football team together, and we had great coaches, and on and on.
But I don't think that either, and just this is my opinion just from being in visiting London the few times that I had, it's a blue-collar, middle-class town,
It's a bedroom community for Columbus, basically.
No, but I'm just saying it's not like – it feels like everybody made about the same amount of money. It wasn't crazy like you got a bunch of rich kids and you got a bunch of poor kids. It was – I mean, there was a
– Everyone's in the same
– There wasn't a huge gap. Yeah. There wasn't a huge gap somewhere. And I think that plays into things sometimes – well, all the time, I assume. So I think if you're all coming from places where your parents went to work every day and you know, that's it's just different.
There's always going to be people who feel like that they are, you know, and maybe it's a part. I think a little bit of feeling you're a little better than some people is good. I think a little bit of feeling you're not as good as somebody else is good. I mean, there's like everything in life, it's a spectrum. Nothing is black and white. Everything is different shades, man. It's a full spectrum. And if you think that right is right and wrong is wrong, you're in for a big belly drop, as they say in The Right Stuff. I think I forget which.
Oh, that's what that's from.
Yeah,
I don't know. Right Stuff.
Not that one, Jeff. Not New Kids on the Block. Good try though.
Oh, how'd that go?
Do you remember that dance?
That's all I remember.
The Right Stuff.
All right, Jake. So I'm looking at London, Ohio on the map.
7,000 people. How many does it have there?
Sure. Okay. It's quite a crossroads. There's all these roads that go right into London. And not in a traditional way where, you know, a lot of times you have straight 90-degree roads. There's like, I counted, 9 different roads right to London.
There's 42. There's 142. There's 38. There's, I think... Does 40 go? 40 goes through there, or nearby, anyway.
I'm not finding a 40. 42.
42, 142.
142, yep. A road I live off of goes through here.
67.
38.
Crossroads of America.
Big Plain, Circleville Road.
Circleville. We call that Round Town.
56.
Thank you very much. I came up with that.
Good job.
All right, so I'm gonna.
I invented that word. If you're listening in Circleville,
ever been to Merrimack Park?
No, I've never even heard of it.
South Side.
Where is it? South of London.
South.
Oh
south
well, side I don't go down there.
Okay, here we go. Oak Hill Cemetery. Oh, Cowling Park. How about that?
That's where the infamous Easter Egg Massacre took place.
Ah, it was a massacre.
Well. Obscenities Mar Easter Egg Hunt, Cowling Park. I drove by it Saturday.
So yeah. There was a correctional institute on the north side?
London Correctional Institute, LCI. Sure was.
Looks
it's
like
giant
it's,
now. It's like twice the size.
Looks like
it
it's MCI now, I'm just saying.
The Madison Correctional
Institute? Madison, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take that. Wow, that's pretty. That's like a campus.
Twice the size it was.
Lord.
And then there's BCI, the Bureau of Criminal Investigation. BCI's. And there's a state trooper training post there, too, now, I think.
Chick McGee, BCI. Mind if I take a look around?
Oh, how about Madison Lake State Park?
Madison Lake,
there?
Yeah.
A nice big lake over there.
Dirty, dirty lake.
Dirty?
Yeah. Choctaw Lake there?
Choctaw?
Choctaw was where...
Oh, north, yeah. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
A country song.
Half Cherokee yeah, and Choctaw.
Half tall.
Choctaw was the...
My mama was a Seminole.
My mama was a Chippewa.
Chippewa.
Choctaw was a little snooty. Some of the snooty Seminole. Kids lived in Choctaw. The only time I went to Choctaw Lake was for the football banquet, and there was quite the...
I thought you were going to say for the football bang.
There's a lot of...
Like,
I went to the football bang after home. Banging. After I scored the 2 points, I had the football bang. No, there was kind of the... there was quite the upheaval when we had to have the football banquet at Choctaw Lake because 90% of us didn't want to go to Choctaw Lake because they're a bunch of snots, but we went anyway. See what I'm saying?
See what there you're it saying? Is. There it is.
But you know what? We didn't go out to Choctaw Lake and shoot anybody.
That's true.
That I know of.
Okay, well, you know. What about
Nora?
Everybody heard that, right?
Did you on one of your pictures you posted this weekend, did you put pregame? Did you say pre-gaming at the
Yeah, we had a pregame popcorn at a bar and we had a drink. Isn't that what you call pregame drinking?
Mm-hmm.
Before the event?
Is that what you called pre-gaming?
What's pre-game? Yeah.
When I was growing up, pre-gaming was...
something sexual?
Very sexual. If it was a boy on the team, he would get pre-game from the girl before the game.
Oh.
He would go to her house after school and before the game, get pre-game, and then...
That weakens your legs. You don't do that before. We were just talking about this.
It weakens the legs. You can't have an orgasm before a game.
So you never pre-gamed before a run?
No. Cross-country meet? No.
Yeah, so did you have a...
He barely post-gamed.
Yeah. Oh, I post-gamed.
You post-gamed the hell out of it.
So did you have a
Don't get
window,
on my boy over here.
A window? Is there a rule? Not even the night before?
3 days. You don't go 3 days.
What?
You don't...
Would a coach tell you that then?
No.
Oh. I didn't
know. We all talked about it. All the boys talked about it. Like, hey, let's...
I don't know.
Clears the head, right?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, I think it's just because he was just so like antsy and jacked up to just like I gotta get
good for your
gotta
wind.
Get rid of this. Yeah,
good for the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I don't know. I never dated an athlete. I dated the basketball manager one time, and he tried to talk me into pregame, and I was like, "You're the manager."
Oh, poor guy.
I know.
So is that a thing now, or is that a thing when you were
in it was a thing school? When I was there, and I don't want to know if it's a thing now.
Have I told you guys this?
I don't want to know.
Mabe and I were talking about this. David, Mabe Sporting Goods, London, Ohio. He was the wrestling manager.
Mm-hmm.
And what year was it? Let's say junior year. Junior and senior year, he talked me into being the manager with him because he didn't want to do it by himself.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, were wrestling managers. I forget which year. What years? I'm
so you were
mat
mates?
Sure, 2 years.
Were you mat mates?
I wasn't a mat mate. I longed to be a mat mate. No, I was.
I thought you were going
to
say I longed
because
after a mat mate.
Coach Conley was an assistant wrestling manager.
Oh, okay.
You know how incestuous the whole thing gets.
Sure.
And so, because we would play basketball against the coaches because we wrestled, practiced wrestling in the gym, and we'd roll up the mats, and then we'd play hoops, and Conley said, did you guys ever beat us after the game? David and I were sure we had a couple times, but not, I don't know. And I kind of put that out of my mind that I was a manager of any type, but not that
that's fine.
Negative in any way.
No. Mm-hmm.
Were you a manager?
No.
Vibber?
No.
No?
I almost killed all the cross-country managers one time. Took a turn too quickly in my 92 Geo Tracker. We went on two wheels.
Oh, yeah. You can get those up on two wheels.
Yeah.
Easy.
Those were written up for going on two wheels.
Rollover, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those.
Were you a manager, Jess?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Mm.
No. I did nothing organized.
Yeah.
Chaos.
I thought you did everything. I thought you tried
everything. I never stuck with anything. I always, I golfed once.
I get the feeling you'd have been great at tennis. Did you try tennis?
I don't think I did try. I mean, if you count summer school, then I tried tennis. I always wanted to be good at something. I just never was. So I just, I kind of missed the point. I probably could have been good at something if I'd have stuck with it, but I didn't. I didn't do it.
I feel like we got way too serious this episode.
No, we didn't.
Does anybody else feel that way?
I don't think it was serious. We're just talking. It was conversing.
Yeah. We talk about the day's events,
the week's events.
I want to tell everybody that, you know, if you were offended by this.
How about that?
We're sorry, and we believe in free speech. But if you've got anything negative to say, keep it to your fucking self, okay? How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Was this Prince?
No, it's New Kids on the Block.
Oh, I remember this.
The right stuff.
And KOTB!
Did he just say it?
Yeah, he did.
Some comedian had a bit about this.
There it is.
Ugh.
Second time.
Boy bands are a lot different nowadays, let me tell you.
He said, you know, Donnie sings these words, but he's a bad boy. He doesn't believe them or something like that.
Oh, my God.
What is he singing? Is he talking about, like, the first sex?
Baby. Oh, I don't know.
The first sex? What are you calling it?
It's you got it. Yeah. And then in parentheses, the right
baby.
Stuff.
Love
I think stuff in this.
You're the reason why I sing this song.
Ugh. I can't. Yeah, you got to turn it down, Jeff.
Okay.
No, I'm turning it down.
I'm trying to hear.
Visit truecar.com. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Jess. Thank you, Jeff. The Chick McGee Show. It's a Podcast One production. We'll be back Thursday.
Good night, everybody!
There's nothing like the thrill of a last-second victory. That buzzer beater from 20 feet out. The game-winning field goal that just makes it as the clock ticks down. That great limited-time deal on a new 2017 Volkswagen at the Volkswagen Model Year End event. We need to make room for the 2018s. So this could be your last chance to get a great deal on select 2017 Volkswagen models. Visit your nearest Volkswagen dealer for a test drive today. But hurry, because the clock is ticking and we can't call time out.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail. And then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia state troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.